place you want to be, because I've been there. You know, I had Isaac Hayes was my college roommate. And, oh, yeah. Me and John Holmes and Isaac Hayes shared a room. And, well, John was off in Hollywood one summer break, and me and Isaac figured we'd sightsee across the country, hitchhiking. Back in them days, it was safe to do. Wasn't as many creeps and weirdos. So me and Isaac had a good old time. We had fun in New Jersey. We perked in Delaware. We went to the Motor City. We had a good time hobnobbing until we got to Nebraska. I mean, we walk into places and heads would spin staring at Isaac. Isaac would say to me, you know, I feel like an outer space man here. I feel like how to say, baby, me, me, baby, me. I said, oh, come on, you're just being self-conscious. Well, after about 3 hours hitchhiking without getting a ride, I figured maybe he had a point. We're standing on that dusty Nebraska road. I said, tell you what, Isaac, I hate to do this, but if you and my wife, you stand behind this billboard here, I'll stand out, stick out my thumb, and we'll see what happens. He said, oh, well, all right. So he stood behind the billboard. I stuck out my thumb. A car stopped. I went walking over there. I opened the door. I said, come on, Isaac. Person saw Isaac there. I said, wait, come back! I could see Isaac was getting depressed and I was getting mad. But finally, about 6 hours later, we're hot and sweaty. We walk up on this farmhouse. Little kids sitting there with their eyes real close together, big foreheads. Just looking at us. The farmer come up, he saw us there, and I said, sir, I wonder if I could talk to you. And he went inside and shut the door. I said, well, I've just had about enough of this. As I walk in, I open the door, he opened the door. I said, let me tell you something. He said, come on in here, leave him outside. I said, let me tell you something, buddy. I don't like your attitude. I like the attitude of anybody here, as a matter of fact. Let me tell you something there. That man, a slave with me in college, yeah. He helped me pass my grades when I was failing there. He took me in when I didn't have any place to go on Thanksgiving there. We've been guarding each other's backs for years. And if you think for 1 minute I'm going to stand around while he gets this kind of scurrilous treatment, you're sadly mistaken. Now, I'll make a deal with you. We'll work on the farm for 1 week, and all we want is transportation to hell across the state line. You hear me? For a week, we'll bust our butts for you. But I tell you one thing. I want respect. Not only for me, but for him. I don't want to hear any snurfing remarks. I don't want to hear any jokes. I don't want to hear any snide comments. Do you hear me? I want to eat in the same place, sleep in the same place. I want to be real. Let me tell you something. That man is a man. A man, do you hear me? With flesh and blood and skin and bones and a heart that pumps and a brain that thinks and eyes that see. And if you think for 1 minute he's entitled to any of this treatment, then you're sadly mistaken. The farmer just looked at me for a second, spat on the floor, and yelled out to the kid that was out there. He said, hey, what's he doing out there? The kid yelled back, he's hopping the goggin with the dog, Pa. I smiled. I said, so he's a little rough around the edges.
Crazy. Of course he's crazy. He's the Grease Man on DC 101.
Rock and roll. Or 10 there.